that in all things you are made rich in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Speaking of guardian angels and children, did you know that once, years ago, a young lady joined our church because of angels? It was back in the 1980s, and a group of us were praying the rosary, a pro-life rosary, in Mount Auburn, I think, praying that the lives of children should be spared at some abortion clinic. And afterwards, I got talking to a young woman who was a non-Catholic, but she wanted to be one, and she had been attending those, they call them RCIA. It sounds like one of those federal laws against racketeering, but it's actually the Novus Ordo indoctrination classes they have. And during this class, the teacher, who was a Novus Ordo priest, declared, well, there's no such thing as angels. Guardian angels, all that business, you know, that's just a myth. And the name of the parish? This is the Corker. It was Guardian Angel Parish. Well, the lady, young lady in question, she got out of that church and she came to our classes and was baptized at St. Gertrude. And eventually she met her husband and was married here, and God blessed her with children. The existence of guardian angels is taught by the church's teaching authority, and of course, the Word of God in Scripture. This is what we call universal, ordinary magisterium. It has never been defined solemnly, or ex cathedra, as people say today. But remember that the Catholic Church can never teach error in any way. This, like the sinfulness of abortion, no one could deny these things without committing a mortal sin against the faith. On this Angel Sunday, we commemorate a great teacher of the Catholic faith, Saint Jerome, to whom we owe the pure church-approved version of the Bible we use still today. He certainly believed in the existence of angels. He had an interesting thought based on what we call the angel gospel, because it's right there in Scripture. Our Lord says, "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." This verse filled Saint Jerome with awe. How great is the dignity of the soul, he wrote. Since each one of us has from his birth an angel commissioned to guard it, and thus, too, how important are our little ones, and how great is their standing in God's eyes, and how much the Father loves each one of them. No wonder Saint Jerome, busy with the translation of the whole of the Old and the New Testament, and all of his linguistic studies, and fighting heresy, defending the Blessed Mother, took time more than once to write a letter to one of the Catholic mothers of the Rome of his day about how she should raise her daughter. Amongst other things, he advised, let her never hear bad words or profane songs. Let her never have worldly friends. Let her never be scolded or browbeaten, but encouraged. And again he wrote, what young minds drink in is scarce ever to be rooted out, so be careful. Children are disposed sooner to imitate defects and vices they see in others than virtues and good qualities. So be careful. We, the big ones, are meant to imitate the saints and the angels in this. The last Pope, Pius XII, taught that angels have the task of keeping careful watch over us so that we do not become separated from Jesus. Angels are by our side, helping us go even higher in our union with God. This is why St. Paul can write so confidently to the Corinthians today. I give thanks to my God always for you, for the grace of God given you in Christ Jesus, that in all things you are made rich in him. We have our faith, and we have our church, and we have guardian angels, and more, we have our children, born in this faith, baptized in the church, blessed with an angel's 24-hour protection. How could we not resolve to pass on to them the tremendous riches which are ours, our Catholic faith and heritage? Our children, what a rich blessing. They refresh us daily with their innocence, and they renew our jaded hearts. Could we ever in conscience neglect to do our angel work for them? As the Pope reminds us to keep careful watch, lest they be separated from our Lord, and to help them go higher in union with God. Mother Church gives parents and grandparents an angelic example in this. She baptizes babies just as soon as parents can get them to the church. She doesn't even wait. She gives a blessing to mother and baby before the child is born. And when all goes well, she churches the mothers in thanksgiving for a new child's life. Still babies in arms, you bring them to church every Sunday to give them the blessing of the Mass and Our Lord, Our Lady, the saints, and all of these prayers and today's observance as well, leading them later on to catechism class so that they can prepare to receive as early as possible first confession and Holy Communion and confirmation, just as the Church prescribes in her canon law at the very age of reason, waiting no longer. We need to get these blessings to our children, to get them to God, and to give them their grounding in the faith before the world gets to them and gnaws away at their innocence. However, original sin remains. And you know, your children are not angels all the time. And sometimes it may seem that's especially true when you bring them to church. It can be some Sundays one long battle. Perhaps it is because children like routine, and church could be too drastic a change, something new, getting used to sitting still and being good. If they have never breathed the silent atmosphere of prayer at home, if they are slaves still to childhood caprice, if they are the center of attention all day long, what do you expect when they are brought to church, to a strange new world where someone else is worshipped? Why, there is an answer. And it is as simple as this: bring church home with you. Make of your home a little church, St. John Chrysostom advises parents, where the child and the adults, for that matter, will constantly be reminded of our Lord by what they hear, prayers, and the natural talk of God in the supernatural, by what they see, the crucifix, the statues, the saints, a little family shrine, the Sacred Heart enthroned, good books, that Bible history, Lives of the Saints, the Catechism, the Way of the Cross, and by what children experience too. I mean, life in a real kind of a miniature kingdom of God, where Father strives to be a Christ-like leader, and where Mother models herself after the Blessed Mother. And both pray not only as they may, on the run, a bit each day, but both pray together and with their children in the family. This is child training in its very best sense. It's the radiance of warmth and a kind of an attractive dignity which draws children closer to their parents and through them closer to God as he intends. It's a win-win situation. So why not? Regular times of prayer every day, the grace, four meals, the night prayer, and tomorrow is October 1st. Why not try again that elusive family rosary at the supper table right after the evening meal? These routines train a child without his knowing it, as does your unselfconscious talk about God in the church. So why not during the week talk up church to your children? Why not offer a little reward? If you're good today, after Mass, we'll go and you can light a candle yourself. Or if you're good at Mass this week, why, next Sunday we'll go right to the very front and you can see everything. After all, sometimes the little ones can't see a thing. And of course they're tempted to misbehave. That's sad, because remember, at the age of two, there's a whole new world of imagination and of piety that opens up for a toddler. And if they are able to be up front, they'll be part of that with the Mass. And this way, Sunday church is not a battle, but a blessing. How we are made rich in him. Is this impossible, or at least impractical? Well, my husband, he doesn't come to church, and, well, we're not all that religious to go to church every week, or we're just too busy to make it. And of course, now in the school year, why, there's cheerleading on Sundays, and then there's Sunday sports and so many other activities. Sad to miss out on the blessing, isn't it? Don't you believe that it has to be that way? It doesn't. I have seen over the years with my own eyes, and I have met recently two little girls of the age of three. Why can't your own children be like that, with the knowledge and the love of God already? But they need an angel, a guardian angel. Grandparents will do, a devoted mother, a father who prays. If they are so blessed, why then, all the rest which you have, your riches as Catholics, just reinforce this no-tears lesson. I mean, the church year, its sacramentals and blessings, and Advent wreath and Christmas crib, the May altar, the palms and the candles and the flowers and the seeds. Look around you. Look around you. In all things, you are made rich in him. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.